This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
There's a text that we were talking about around the
middle finger one. Which one?
Yeah, kyo na you.
Yes. Should I read it again?
What's the text about?
Well, this person is saying to us that their boss used the middle finger emoji.
Innocently so.
To point. Like, you know, in a message when someone says, yeah, check this message up here.
Yeah.
So they use the emoji with the middle finger to point.
Mm.
And they meant to use the one with the index finger. So, well, Clifford, actually. And then he says that. He had to tell the boss, well, actually, this one is an insult. You're not pointing. It's an insult. And they just laughed about it. You say that they just laughed about it. And that time, bossy was making, he's just there,
yeah,
pointing and saying, okay, guys, did you see the message I sent up there?
Yeah.
And then he sent the middle finger emoji.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, companies can no longer afford to ignore the use of emojis in the workplace, Mpo. They should take steps to update their social media policies.
Yes.
And today we're talking about how easy it is to blur the lines when using emojis to talk to colleagues. Yeah.
Mm. We're talking to labor law expert Bongani Musikile, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
No, we're good. We were just sharing in studio a message we received from a listener talking about blurring the lines when it comes to the use of emojis. A boss who, in a WhatsApp communication, was under the impression that he's pointing to a certain matter. Instead of using the emoji with the index finger, he uses the emoji with the middle finger, you know. So it became a bit of a laughing thing at work. But how easy is it to blur the lines when using emojis in either emails or text to colleagues?
Oh, I mean, sorry for my voice. I had a bit of flu yesterday.
That's okay.
So it is relatively very easy to attach a different meaning to emojis because they are there to convey a certain message about what you are trying to convey. So it is relatively easy to leave that because sometimes an employee can say something, or even if it's a communication between the two people, one may say something that is offensive, but use an emoji that is a happy face. But then when you attach a meaning of that emoji, you could see that this emoji actually doesn't convey a message of happiness, but it is offensive in nature. But then when they are used in context, for what they are relative, for their obvious and relative meaning, would mean that an emoji should be interpreted as such. So when a boss sends a middle finger pointing up, sometimes you could let go of that mistake if it is a mistake, because you have to look at the context. So if the context is that of a professional nature and someone is trying to point up and they use a middle finger instead, but a middle finger, I mean, generally is known to be offensive. So I don't know how they mistaken that one.
Yeah.
But it's relatively easy to blur the lines.
But then tell me, how can companies deal with the use of emojis in the workplace? Because sometimes the conversations are private. They're not in a group setting where everyone can see. And you find that maybe the employer or the boss can never know until one reports it. You know, if we're communicating and you're using a certain emoji and I don't know why you're using it, but if I'm uncomfortable and I don't, you know, confront you about it or even just bring it to your attention, there might be a bit of reporting. So, you know, how do companies deal with that?
I think there should be a policy clarity. When employers are developing a social media policy, they should put a clarity in it that is unambiguous, that is very clear to employees to understand, and use emojis as an example, for instance, to say if a communication is in this nature, these particular emojis are prohibited from being used because they can convey a certain message about what the person is trying to mean. So the policy should be clear. And also employers in that particular policy must empower reporting. So other people who may feel offended or uncomfortable about the certain emojis being used, they should be encouraged to report and claim in awareness. So employers then need to train its employees on the usage of social media or the communication lines.
And if I'm an employer and I'm listening right now, what advice would you give to me in terms of what to include in my contract or maybe social media policy as a way to try to avoid my employees making each other feel uncomfortable with the use of emojis?
Yeah, there should be a clear scope of conduct when an employer is drafting a policy. It should clearly state that it applies to all communication between employees, and whether in person or via email and messaging apps such as the SMS or social media platforms, especially when it is for work purposes, and also the acceptable communication standards, that the communication must remain respectful and inclusive and professional at all times, and the usage of certain emojis should then be prohibited. Like I mentioned, that employers need to also put certain emojis that they feel that it will convey an unprofessional message toward the employees. And also the intent versus the impact clause, that employees will be held accountable for the impact of their communication regardless of the stated or implied intent, meaning trying to sort of regulate the masculine tone, or to say if somebody says something that is offensive and then uses a different emoji that conveys another different meaning, to also say they will be held accountable for what was intended in that message. If it's offensive and it's been marked by an emoji of a middle finger, for instance, then employees should be held accountable. And then if employees then breach these clauses, they might be subjected to disciplinary process so that they can explain themselves. So that's what I think employers should keep in mind.
No, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Get better and have enjoy the rest of your day. That's labor law expert Bongani Msikili.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.